has everything to do with we are born with a sinful nature. No one's good enough to go to heaven. We need God. And we need to be like Jesus. And that's what we're talking about right now. And we've been going through this for the last 4 or 5 weeks, 5th week today. We'll be done probably in a week or two. But I think it's really important for all of us to either learn how to follow Jesus or be reminded of what it means to follow Jesus. We go through the Beatitudes and we're blessed are the meek, blessed are the peacemakers. You know, I mean, you start seeing the attitudes that Jesus had that we're supposed to imitate or have when we follow Him. And it's not as easy as it may sound, and it's just not easy to do things that aren't in your nature. And so you have to be transformed, Romans says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind and your heart. So that's what we're trying to do. And today we're going to be looking at something that I think is so fundamental, but I think is so neat. I don't know if you've ever thought about what it would be like to walk on this earth with Jesus, to be with Him for 3 years, to sit at His feet and hear Him teach and see the miracles that He did. But, you know, the disciples had that privilege, and they got to learn from Him. They got to hear Him teach in miraculous ways. They saw the miracles that He performed. And yet, when it all came down to what they needed, they asked Jesus, they said, "Teach us how to pray." They saw how Jesus communicated with God. The Bible says that He would go off on His own and He would pray. And we know that He was in, you know, really passionate the night that He died, or the night before He died, in prayer. The Bible says that He sweat drops of blood. But He was passionate with His Father. I think he was insistent. He was separated from God the Father for the 30 years that He lived on this earth. And there were some things that He wanted to happen. And while it may seem crazy to us to think that God the Son has to pray to God the Father for God the Holy Spirit to do His work, you know, that's the way the Trinity works. And so they asked Him, they said, "Teach us how to pray." They saw the need of knowing how to communicate with the God that sent His only Son to die for them. So let's stand. We're going to be looking at the prayer, the example, and a promise that Jesus gave us today. Raise your Bibles in the air and let's say our creed together. "This is my Bible. I believe that this is the infallible Word of God. I will put its principles to practice in my life each day that I live. Because I read this Bible as the Word of God, I will never leave this place the same. In Jesus' name, amen." Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. Luke says, "One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of His disciples said to Him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.' Then He said to them, 'When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.' Then Jesus said to them, 'Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, Don't bother me. The door's already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, would give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
Amen.
Let's pray. God, we know that You are a loving Father. We know that You are a good God. I'm thankful, Father, that the disciples were wise enough to ask You, teach us to pray. As we think about these verses today, help us to ask ourselves, how are we praying? How are we communicating with You? And is it effective? I ask these things in Your name. Amen. You may be seated. The title of your message is Talk This Way. I will tell you that I couldn't, as I was, every time I see the title, Steven Tyler and Aerosmith come to my mind, and it's Walk This Way, Talk This Way. And that's Jesus. He says, walk this way, talk this way. And so we need to put into practice Jesus' example. If the disciples were wise enough to ask Jesus, teach us to pray. They didn't say, teach us how to perform miracles, teach us how to, you know, preach really neat sermons or anything like that. They said, teach us how to communicate with God the Father. And so, because I've been in church for 50-some years, and I started in the King James Version of the Bible, the Lord's Prayer is, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Some of that's in Scripture, some of that's not. Part of it's just tradition that somebody took those words and made a wonderful Lord's Prayer that we say on occasion, just to remind us that that's the prayer that Jesus told us to pray. But you know what? Jesus didn't necessarily want us to pray those exact words. The Lord's Prayer, as we call it, is a plan for the way that we pray. So we acknowledge, when we start with praise. We say, Father, thank You for who You are. We acknowledge that He's our Father. We thank Him for what He is doing. We thank Him for all the good stuff that we see around us that's happening. And we're supposed to acknowledge the fact that He does amazing things for us. And, you know, you may be going through the hardest day in your life, and you may say, I know I need to pray, but, you know, I just don't know what to say. And especially in a praise way, you know, things are not going good. I just got really bad news. But you can start your prayer with, Father, I thank You for being willing to send Your Son to die for me. That's the greatest praise you can give God, because He loves you enough that He sent Jesus to die. We're just supposed to acknowledge the fact that He's a great God who loves us and takes care of us. Also, we state our purpose. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come. We need to acknowledge the fact that when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we've got a job to do. The prayer says, Thy kingdom come. That means we need to be sharing the gospel with those that we know that don't know Jesus. And sometimes we're going to share the gospel just by the way we live. You've probably heard the statement that says, you're the only Bible some people will ever read. Hopefully, it's not the only Bible they'll ever read, but you may be the first Bible that they read, because they see that you're following Jesus, and there's a difference in people that have the peace that passes all understanding, who can go through tough times and still keep their chin up and realize that life's not perfect, but we just have to keep making our way through. We can also ask for physical and spiritual needs. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us, you know,
I can't see my notes. They're gone. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our sins as we forgive everyone who sins against us. There's a really key word in that prayer. It says, forgive us our sins as, or just like we forgive other people that sin against us. There's kind of a stipulation with God's forgiveness. Jesus said, if you don't forgive others, my Father in heaven won't forgive you. Which kind of is a scary statement, because it's like, there's some people that I just don't necessarily find it easy to forgive if they do something to me, you know? And we want to forgive them. We're human beings. God gave us a wonderful memory. We can't forget it, but we can choose to not hold it against them, just as God chooses not to hold our sins against us. But I also truly do believe in that statement that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So if someone does something to you, you forgive them. You try not to hold it against them. But it may take a while before you can trust them to put yourself out there. And that's human nature. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And also to seek protection. When we ask that we would not be led into temptation, but we would be delivered from evil. We need God to help us. This world is full of all kinds of stuff that just presents itself in unhealthy ways, all the temptations that are out there. So we just need to ask God every day to keep us safe. That's why I think it's really smart to, maybe not very first thing in the morning if you're not a morning person. I'm not a morning person, and yet I get up and go to work every day, and I'm at work at 5:30. But I will tell you this, if I get up at 4:30 and decide to read my Bible and have my devotions before I go to work, I'm falling asleep again. And so I have my time with God later in the day. But it's just smart to have that time with God, to just focus on Him and to pray. And not only just when you have that time with God, but you know, when somebody asks for prayer for something, to be able just to stop for 20, 30 seconds and just say a prayer for them, and then to keep praying until you know that prayer's been answered. And I think that's where this next portion of Scripture that Jesus says really comes into play. Because it's kind of a funny story. Jesus says, he goes from saying, here's how you pray, and then he goes, suppose you have some friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me some loaves, because another friend of mine came on a journey, and I don't have any food for him. And that friend goes, it's late. Leave me alone. Don't bother me. I'm in bed. I don't want to give you any food right now. And Jesus says, if you keep knocking and you keep asking, he's probably not going to give you the food out of friendship, but he's going to want to get rid of you. And he's going to want to have you quit asking, so you keep asking and you're going to get from that friend what you need. And that's what we're supposed to do with God. Jesus said, be persistent. It's a lesson in persistence to keep asking. You know, how many of you have had your kid come to you at some point and ask you for something, and then, you know, an hour later, maybe 10 minutes later, depending on whether it's some food or whether it's something they want, it's like, can I have this? Not right now. Or will you give me an answer? Not right now. And they just keep coming back. And finally you're like, fine, if that's what you want, you go get it and just leave me alone. And persistence sometimes wins out. Other times it gets you grounded. But with Jesus in this instance, he's saying, if you have something that's important to you, don't stop praying for it. The Bible says that God hears the fervent prayer of the believer.
Fervent means that you really, really want it, that it's important to you, that you're not ashamed to beg, if you will, that God would answer this prayer. So you keep asking. And you do not assume. I think it's, you know, we all know that God knows everything. And I've had people go, well, why do I need to pray about anything God already knows? And God knows, but God wants that relationship and that fellowship with His children, that we go to our Father and we ask Him for things, even though He already knows. Your kid comes to you and says, Mom, I'm hungry. I know that. Or Dad, I'm hungry. Or Dad, I need a car. I know that, but you're not getting it right now. You know, those kinds of things are the way that we need to approach God. And we don't want to assume that He knows everything. Yes, He knows our hearts. He understands. But He wants us to take the initiative to ask. When I came back to Christ after I had wandered for a while, I had a mouth on me that was so messed up. It was not funny. And I knew it was wrong, and I tried my hardest to quit. And I remember one day just getting on my knees and saying, God, I can't stop my mouth. The profanity was horrible. And I said, I know You deliver people from stuff. I know I'm supposed to be strong, but I can't do it. Please do it. I will tell You, and I will put my hand on God's Word. It was done. My language was clean. I didn't cuss anymore. I mean, it was amazing. I know God can do those things. But I had prayed, Lord, help me stop cussing, Lord. But it wasn't begging. And that day, I really just felt like I needed to beg God to help me stop. And He did. So God knows all about it, but just keep praying about stuff. And if you do, He promises us that He's going to answer those prayers. He says, ask and you shall receive, not seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. So when you ask, you're going to get an answer. I promise God's going to give you an answer. It may not be the answer that you want. Garth Brooks has a song that says, I thank God for unanswered prayers. But that was not an unanswered prayer. That was a prayer where he prayed that this girl would be his wife, and God said, no. And instead of him saying, I thank God for unanswered prayer, he needs to say, I sure am thankful You answered no. But it's a good song. I like the song. And it tells us kind of where things are at. You will get an answer. Sometimes God says no. Sometimes God says yes. Sometimes God says not right now. And we have to have that patience to wait on Him. We also have to believe that He's in control, so that when He tells us no, we're okay with it. Because God knows the plan that He has made. And we only get to see a little part of the plan at a time. Seek and you will find. This one really works good when you lose your keys or your wallet. And you pray, Lord, help me find it. And you start looking, and the Bible says, seek and you will find. That's very trivial. But if you need answers, if you need help in your walk, maybe you need help with a friend or something else, God is there to help you out. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. If you need something and there's an obstacle in the way, pray that God would remove the obstacle. Knock on the door and He's going to help you find it. So it's the promises of Jesus that make our life worth living. So just make sure that when you pray, you follow the plan. If you have to put this up on your refrigerator or put it in your Bible for a little bit to kind of help you to remember to start with praise, ask Him to help you share the gospel, ask for your needs, and just ask for that protection every day, you go ahead and do it. It'll come to you. It'll become old hat and a habit. and God will be able to work through you. The application simply is this, though. Don't allow yourself or Satan to tell you to stop praying about things. If you need something, don't think, oh, I've prayed about this enough, it's not going to happen, until you feel like God has either answered yes or no or not right now. You keep praying, and God's going to answer your prayers because He's a good Father. Let's stand this morning. Father, I thank You for who You are. I thank You for all the things that You do for us. I pray, Lord, that You would help us to tell other people about Jesus, that we would be able to lead by example of what it means to follow You. Lord, I pray that You would just help us as we try to follow You day by day and talk to You and communicate. Help us to have that relationship with You that we can ask the tough questions, that we can know that You're going to answer, and that we can have faith that You're in control. Just help us to be willing to ask and to look and to knock. I ask these things in Your name. Amen.